who undoubtedly sensed the danger. Security around the Nazi dictator was therefore incredibly tight, when in July 1944, Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg travelled to Hitler's Führer bunker in East Prussia, intent on taking the life first of Adolf Hitler, and then the entire upper echelon of the Third Reich. Klaus von Stauffenberg was not alone. He was merely the latest gaming piece to be advanced by aristocratic army officers who were scheming to overthrow the Nazis and make peace with the British, Russians, and US before Germany was annihilated by its advancing enemies. According to the officer's plan, once Stauffenberg had detonated the bombs in his attaché case, the conspirators in Berlin would arrest Gestapo and SS officers in the capital, including Joseph Goebbels and other leading Nazis. The resistance would then declare a state of emergency and seize power in Germany. The Wolf's Lair bombing was the closest Hitler came to being assassinated, and only a few hours separated success from failure for the resistance and its coup. You can discover how close these army officers came to overthrowing the Nazis' brutal regime in this special issue that commemorates their sacrifice. Resistance to Hitler. 1. Fear and terror in Germany. In 1944, the Gestapo's terror tactics pervaded all Germany. The officers planning to assassinate Hitler lived in a country where a joke about the Führer, a complaint about the war, or even the wrong haircut could attract the secret police's attention. After 10 years of Nazi rule, the Gestapo had eyes and ears everywhere. By Elsa Christensen. Prinz Albrechtstrasse in Berlin was named after Prince Albrecht of Prussia, who moved into one of the street's grand mansions in 1830, and the wide street was still worthy of royalty in 1944. This was where Berliners had once strolled on their Sunday walks, and citizens relaxed, enjoying the sight of the lush gardens along the airy avenue, or stopping in one of the many museums hidden behind the fine facades. On the surface, Prinz Albrechtstrasse looked idyllic, but fewer and fewer people had walked there since the late 1930s, because the street's best addresses had been taken over by the Nazi regime's most fearsome agencies. From here, the Nazis ran the SS, concentration camps, and intelligence services. And here, alongside art museums and cultural exhibitions, and right next door to Prince Albrecht's former home, was the base of the Gestapo, the Nazis' secret police. Berliners referred to the address 8 Prinz Albrechtstrasse only in whispers. The brave who dared to approach it were horrified to hear the screams of the wretches who were accused of breaking laws of blind obedience and unconditional sacrifice. The Gestapo, Hitler's secret police, ruled the Germans with a heavy hand from 1933 until the end of the Nazi state in 1945. Anyone expressing criticism or even skepticism about the Nazi leadership or ideology risked interrogation, imprisonment, and punishment. As the war turned against the Germans, the Gestapo tightened its grip. In 1944, a joke, a cheeky remark, or even a certain clothing or hairstyles were enough to justify torture, being sent to a concentration camp, and in the worst cases, death. Above the law. The seeds of the Gestapo were sown in 1933, immediately after the Nazis came to power. Hitler appointed Hermann Göring.